It is our job, our responsibility to the people we represent, to make sure they have enough to eat. Their very lives depend.
The lights in the Senate chamber went out. The image shook, and I could just barely make out senators gripping their seats.
Oh no!
The image cut to static, and then to a blue screen. A second later, a dozen or so other feeds on the wall screen did the same.
Paul, what's going on? Buzz said to his producer. I thought Montaigne's people had this fixed.
I don't get it. Paul checked some readouts on a different screen.
We should be up. This is showing all our equipment is...
At nearly the same time, all the blue screens switched to black with the words, Emergency Alert System, in bold white letters near the top. Three short screeches sounded, followed by a long, high-pitched tone. Seconds later, our comms began to buzz the same way.
No, Jobel whispered. What now?
This is an automated emergency recording from the United States federal government.
The male voice from the screen sounded completely fake, like it was coming from an antique computer.
A debilitating thermonuclear detonation has been detected in Washington, D.C. If you are receiving this message, take shelter immediately and conserve all food, fuel, and water. If you are outdoors, find shelter immediately within a sturdy structure, ditch, or low-lying area. Remain sheltered and await instructions from federal authorities. All government officials designated for the line of presidential succession must immediately transmit their identification codes on Homeland Security Emergency Channel 1. Repeating, this is an automated emergency recording from the United States federal government.
Thermonuclear detonation? The missing warheads. Griffith had been trying to find them, but she was too late. Now she was gone. This couldn't be happening. All those people, Jobel cried. I wrapped my arms around her shaking body. How many live in D.C.? There were tears in the producer's eyes. I think, Buzz, that we'll kind of wrap up. I mean, it will be all news now.
God help us all.
Buzz hadn't moved the whole time. A long piece of ash dangled from the end of his cigar. He dropped it and slammed his fist into the center feed of the wall screen.
No!
The screen cracked and sparked. Three lines of deep red blood ran down over the scramble of bright static.
It wasn't supposed to be this way. We were building a true conservative nation, not a nuclear... The U.S. is going to blame Idaho for this. They'll nuke us for this, damn it!
He kicked over a swivel chair on his way into his studio. Major Leonard came back from the corner where he'd been on his radio.
I have orders to take you back to your hotel room, he said to me and Jobel. You'll be secure there. Obviously, the situation has changed.
I rubbed the old, aching ghost wound in my left hand.
Sir, the situation has just gone straight to hell.
Mean the box is bigger on the inside and can travel anywhere in time and space. But that's fantastic, Doc.
This is BBC One. Now a change to the schedule as we join BBC News 24.
We're interrupting normal programs to bring you terrible news from the United States, where at about 6:30 United Kingdom time, two nuclear devices simultaneously exploded in New York and Washington, D.C. The devastating loss of human life is still being calculated, but is easily in the millions, with hundreds of British citizens among those killed. British intelligence is unsure whether United States President Laura Griffith has survived. She was scheduled for a trip to California, but at present her location is unknown, and it is unclear what form the American government will take if it has survived at all. Prime Minister Common's office has released a statement assuring citizens of the United Kingdom that the British military stands at the ready and preparations are being made in the event that this is the beginning of a nuclear war. Taking you now to live footage of a spontaneous vigil taking place at St. Paul's Cathedral here in London, where we are told Her Majesty the Queen will be making an address later tonight. We have many more details to relate to you, but we are cutting now to startling footage from New York. Here you see...
Please stand by for an emergency announcement from the President of the United States.
I am horrified to have to report to you from our new temporary national capital aboard Air Force One. A short time ago, two nuclear devices were detonated on American soil. Washington, D.C. has been completely destroyed, and catastrophic damage has been inflicted on New York City, with Ground Zero in the heart of Lower Manhattan. So far, there have been no other detonations, though the United States military is on guard against further attacks. My senior military advisors have informed me that, based on the magnitude of the explosion and the radioactive fallout, the damage is consistent with that caused by a 500-kiloton nuclear device of the kind that we have been searching for, stolen from the Minuteman IV intercontinental ballistic missiles in Montana. We have no reason to believe this was an attack perpetrated by foreign powers. No missiles, submarine launches, or bombers were detected before the explosions. I wish to assure the nations of the world that the United States is in full control of its nuclear arsenal. We are absolutely not launching any nuclear counterstrikes. We are still learning all we can about this devastating attack, and we will share more information as soon as possible. While the electromagnetic pulses released by these ground bursts were much less severe than they would have been had we suffered a nuclear airburst, my advisors estimate severe damage to electronic equipment and electrical infrastructure along the entire eastern seaboard. As a result, millions of people relatively far outside the blast and radiation zones may be without power. Many may not be able to receive this message. Our nation's military is moving into the affected areas as quickly as possible. Nevertheless, I appeal to all of you. If you are receiving this message, please do what you can to pass it along to those who cannot. I'm urging everyone along the eastern seaboard to take shelter and to conserve all necessary resources. Remember, even if your area appears unaffected, you increase your risk of exposure to deadly radiation when you go outdoors. Have hope. Help is on the way. My fellow Americans, we must prepare ourselves for terrible news and for incredibly sad days ahead. The information we have is only preliminary, but casualties are estimated to be in the millions. As both the House of Representatives and the Senate were in session, most of Congress has been lost, along with many senior government and military officials. Today we grieve a loss that is almost unfathomable. But I want to assure the nation and the world that the United States of America lives on, our government lives on, and together we will rise from the ashes of this, our darkest day.
Of the Minuteman IV warheads, if that is, in fact, what we're dealing with, is that they have an enormous yield. The energy of a Minuteman IV detonation is equivalent to 500 kilotons of TNT. To put that into perspective, the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima during World War II had only a 15-kiloton yield. Preliminary estimates suggest that the air blast radius in the New York detonation spread from Brooklyn to New Jersey. Windows are blown out from the Park Slope area of Brooklyn all the way up to Harlem. Adding to the emergency is the electromagnetic pulse, or EMP, phenomenon. Nuclear detonations produce intense electromagnetic fields that create massive electrical surges in all electrical conductors in range. Had the explosions occurred in midair, the EMP would have had a far greater range, likely disrupting the electrical grid, electronic devices, and even vehicles across most of the continent. Two surface detonations are bad enough, however, and catastrophic damage has been dealt to electrical systems of all kinds along the entire East Coast. Tens of millions of Americans will be without power for quite some time. As if the immediate effects of the blasts weren't enough, computer models suggest that radioactive fallout